Investing in cycling. Brussels is not seen as a cycling city, although the potential is there. And it is about infrastructure. We know that those people who might want to cycle and don't do it, if you ask why, it's the safety and the feeling of safety. And so infrastructure is crucial to do so. So if we've put in place 60 kilometers of new bicycle lanes, but we need to continue that. And we need to really have this network of
connected. And there's concrete plans for that as well?
Yes, we have plans. We are continuing to doing so. It's always, like you said, fighting with the communes, but we need to continue. Also walking. Since last year, we know that the most popular way to get around is by foot. So within Brussels, not if you come from Kortrijk.
That's already
Brussels.
A good sign that the city is becoming more and more livable and for pedestrians.
Yeah, but we still need to invest it because on inclusive, if you walk around with with children or if you're in a wheelchair, the city is really, really not well organized. So we still need to implement on a good walkability of our city. So we're renovating the pavements, which is not the most sexy or popular thing, but for me, it's crucial.
It's so part of the whole.
It's crucial thing. If you want a network. So we've renovated 5 kilometers, the renovation plan. We're making boulevards. So we have identified access through the city where we want people to walk so that we connect parks with nice car-free zones. And so to make sure that you have those natural ways to get around in the city for people walking. And so to gently insist people on walking more and more and further distances. So there's several plans also for transporting goods because a lot of the traffic is delivery. People
use a lot of cargo bikes in Kortrijk, actually.
Yes, we have this. So it's a lot of people buy online, which is easy and it's quick and it's helpful, but it creates a lot of traffic of those vans driving through. So we also have this project with cargo bikes. So we have really invested in a long project on making sure that companies shift to cargo delivery. Yeah. And it is a real success. We have about 70 companies who changed at least a part of their transport to cargo bikes. They can test it. They can get little fundings to buy the equipment. And so there's a real shift going on. Also by the water, we have a canal in Brussels, but it's can be used better. So we're working on how can, for example, construction sites, we have a lot of waste that needs to get away. How can we do it by the water, reuse it in Brussels, keep it local? So all those projects are coming on to make sure that we make this modal shift and make sure that in that way we create space. And that's crucial. Also having plans on what to do with the space. So on one hand, you want to create space, but planting trees, for example, it sounds easy, but it's so necessary in Brussels. So we have this tree planting program, especially in the most dense areas. Next to the canal, there's the most dense areas where a lot of people live on small places. So making sure that we're going there with a priority to create green spaces, to take some concrete out, put some trees in, and to make sure that we do continue to change the city. So yes, we have a lot of plans in the pipeline. It's not finished yet.
Well, you seem to know what to do, so that's a good thing.